Shalom, talking about the New Age movement here. You might go to GiveShare.org and get the book, Bible Studies, from GiveShare.org. And then Bible Studies, and it's going to cost, I don't know, $5 or something, not much. On page 306, the New Age movement study number, which could be found in another publication, study number 128. So this or another publication will work. It is written by Shirley Richard Nichols, the late Richard. But he wasn't late for getting into the kingdom. He's resting and waiting for Yahushua, the Messiah. For the dead in Messiah first shall rise, and after this we which were alive and remain, the believers, shall be caught up in the air together with him forever and ever with the Yahushua Messiah. So I assume that Richard will be there. You know, I don't know. That would be judging for me to say that my friend Richard is going to go to the New Jerusalem, that he's saved. That would be judging for the good, but it's still judging. So I don't want to be guilty of doing that. What is the New Age movement? It's a world beast power. Briefly, the New Age movement is not a new cult or organization, but a philosophical direction which blends ideas from Eastern religions with ancient pagan backgrounds. New Ageism is a major thrust in the developing one-world religion, and it's getting into the Church of God. The power and prevalence of New Age ideas permeate the world, including Christianity. Most religions, few in the religious scene, have understood what New Age ideas are, and how widespread they really are, whether it's real danger or not. I mean, you've heard of New Age music. Isn't that pretty innocuous to just hear some kind of a nice theme over and over again, real soft, and maybe a few animals or crickets or something in there? What's wrong with that? Maybe there isn't, huh? And about their lighting and so on, and smoke and mirrors. But how and why are New Age ideas and dogmas contrary to scriptural beliefs? Well, you look at the history of the New Age movement, and it talks about the Theosophical Society in 1875. Helena was said to have received telepathic instruction from masters, spirits, master beings or humans who had died and evolved into a higher plane. And their names were such as Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius. And along with evolution, she taught all religions have common truths, especially the Eastern Indian religion. Her central theme was that man can save himself because he is a god. There's even a Church of God and a splinter group that teaches that you can become gods, that you're eventually going to be worshipped by others that are going to be saved later after they are. Communism, Nazism, secular humanism, Perestroika, and many other modern movements all have common ground with Madame Helena Blavatsky, Marilyn Ferguson. The Aquarian conspiracy is considered the Bible of the New Age movement. Actress Shirley MacLaine is one of its chief ministers. Other writers are Alice Bailey, Benjamin Cream, David Spangler, and Ruth Montgomery. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, could be considered a high priest of the movement. Now, this study was written a long time ago, but it's still applicable to today because we need to know the enemy. Oh, there's problems with reincarnation, Eastern mysticism, channeling, psychic phenomena, the occult, satanic occult, and other aspects of the movement seeping into the Western world and sweeping the Western world. If you're the type of person who is likely to get bug-eyed and go deep into a subject, you should stop right now and go to Revelation 2:24. The eternal Yahweh condemns those who have not known the depth of HaSatan. Even those who seem to be against the New Age movement might be involved in it. Nevertheless, we should be aware of what's going on without dwelling on evil. We need to have enough knowledge to be aware, 2 Corinthians 2:11, of Satan's devices. Wherever you are, you can't escape New Age philosophy and teaching. Satanists sacrificed an animal a short distance from Mr. Nichols' home. Schools, especially public schools in the Western world, media, American businessmen are espousing these Eastern philosophies, previously unknown or considered taboo or looked down on, denigrated, but now they're esteeming the channeling, psychic phenomena, the occult, Eastern mysticism, and reincarnation. They're esteeming this as being a great thing, especially if you live in the center of the New Age world, at least in Eugene, Oregon, or anywhere where you have a state university or college. It's, really, really big thing. And the professors, which I'm sure that they are sincere, they're sincerely wrong, but they're preaching all this stuff as being acceptable and indeed that we should adopt these New Age methods. It's a very very devout people, very sincere, or at least outwardly appearing sincere people. Some Catholic nuns, many, many of them are promoting the New Age. Those in charismatic churches and so on promote New Age. And sometimes they debate about, well, what is and what isn't New Age, but they're not too careful, are they? It's not being circumspect. It's not dealing more on the side of caution. 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So the scriptures say that we are the temple of Yahweh. Some of the warnings, although not directly concerning Satanism, but Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 5:9, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, nor drunkards, revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And such were some of you. But you are washed, you are sanctified, you are set apart, you are justified in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach and by the Spirit of Yahweh. Then he says in verse 15, there are six chapter, know you not that your bodies are the members of Messiah? Shall he take the members of Yahusha and make them the members of a harlot? Yahweh forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto Yahweh is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKadosh, the temple of the Spirit which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore magnify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh's. And then 2 Corinthians 12:21. I gave you the wrong scripture, but there are myriad reminders and warnings to stay away from evil and from polytheism, supernaturalism, monotheism, and so on. Wait a second. No, I didn't mean supernaturalism anyway. Stay away from that. You could read The Mystery Mark of the New Age. Ravaged by the New Age, Satan's plan to destroy our kids reveals the satanic plan to conquer the world through turning our youth to witchcraft and Satanism. In The Brian Call, Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon, America, The Sorcerer's New Apprentice, The Rise of New Age Shamanism, shows the fallacy and error of New Age philosophy. A new version of the old perennial religion of pagans, Hindus, Buddhists, witchcraft, and others. In reality, there's only two religions which vie for the mind of mankind, naturalism and supernaturalism. And he says he has major doctrines here in the New Age movement, showing the contrast between these two diametrically opposite ways of life. New Age religion, naturalism, polytheism, is based on human subjective experience. New Ageism masquerades as a science, yet is a religion. If it feels good, do it. Forget about teaching of the word. Experience freedom and do as you want. Naturalism. The religion of the scriptures is monotheism, the one creator, monotheism, and supernaturalism, of course, referring to our supernatural almighty Yahusha Messiah. Based on objective criteria, the true religion is based on faith and backed up by evidence. The scripture reveals Yahweh's doctrines which we must live by. In naturalism, nature came about by some impersonal force, and you should seek to learn the secret of controlling and using nature for your own purposes. But in Yahweh's way, which he calls supernaturalism, we are awed by nature and seek to know the Creator in order to praise him. Secondly, in the New Age, we have pantheism. All is God, the common creed of all pagan religions. And of the occult is that there is a higher power of which all things are a part, which influences human destiny. Their motto is, all is one, all is God, and we are God. God is not personal, but a force which does not judge or hassle you with morals. You can manipulate the force and become master of your own universe. Yahweh is the supreme power, and we are apart from Yahweh, but we can join his family. His laws are absolute, and if broken, will surely exact a penalty. In the movie, The Commandments, there is only one Yahweh, the gentleman said. Judgment will fall on those who fail to distinguish between the Creator and his creation. Romans 1:18, Isaiah 47, Isaiah 47, 8 through 10. So, let's see, Romans. Well, that's a long passage there, but we'll go to the Isaiah 1. Romans 1 is always good. It applies to all the things going on around us in modern society. The deviation from Yahweh's word. Therefore, hear you now. Thou art given to pleasures that dwellest carelessly. That sayest in their heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children, but these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection, for the multitude of their sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me, thy wisdom and thy knowledge. It has perverted thee, and thou hast said in thy heart, I am, and none else beside me. Keep reading. Therefore shall evil come upon thee, and thou shalt not know from whence it rise. And mischief shall fall upon thee, thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come on thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with a multitude of thy sorceries, wherein hast labored from thy youth. If it so be, thou shalt be able to profit. If so be, thou mayest prevail. That's Isaiah 47, 13. Thou art wearied in the multitudes of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them, they shall not deliver themselves. From the power of the flame there shall not be a coal to warm it, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants, from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, none shall save thee. And that was Isaiah chapter 47. About New Age. There's also one that I'm afraid that we will forget. I'm concerned. Some people have a hard time with that word, afraid. We don't want to be afraid, you know. They are kind of in a mystical thing about that. But somewhere there in Deuteronomy shouldn't be too hard to find. We just had that the other day during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It talks about idolatry, graven images, and so on. And one would be in chapter 13. About if one is spoken as a prophet, a dreamer of dreams, and spoken to turn you away from Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, that thou shalt put the evil away from the midst of thee. Previous chapter, verse 30, take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by following those nations after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. So we don't need to get into a big, heavy study about false religions, even if it seems like we're doing the right thing to be aware of them. We don't want to study it so much that we, you know, enjoy the study of false religions. We don't want to learn their ways. In Deuteronomy 17, Thou shalt not offer unto Yahweh, thy mighty one, any bullock or sheep where is blemish. Verse 2, if there be found among you within any of thy gates, which Yahweh gave thee, a man or woman that has wrought wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, in transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded. And if it be told thee, and thou hast heard it, and inquired diligently, and behold, the story is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought in Israel, then thou shalt bring forth that man or that woman which has committed that wicked thing unto the gates, even that man or woman, and shalt stone them with stones until they die. And of course that was according to the old covenant administration. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. It's sad that Church of God people are using that scripture verse to judge Yahweh's word. That it isn't true unless we have at least two witnesses, and it is better if we have a lot of scriptures, but they want to use that to judge and say that a certain thing isn't true unless we can find two or three passages in scripture. Well, this refers to someone who is possibly into witchcraft. They need to inquire and get a couple of witnesses. If they had two or three witnesses, then that person would have been worthy of death back under the administration of the Old Covenant, under the certificate of indebtedness that was against them, according to Colossians 2 and many other. So that was but that was 17th chapter of Deuteronomy there, and then we turn to the next chapter. And I need to write these down because I think this man may not have used these scripture verses. They need to be in here. Deuteronomy 17 and 18. There we go. Make sure they get in there. So Deuteronomy 18, he's speaking unto the chosen ones. Are you a chosen one? He's not just speaking to the priests. When thou art come into the land which Yahweh has gave thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or necromancer, a medium. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yahweh, and because of these abominations, Yahweh does drive them out from thee. Because of their abominations, he'll drive them out. Thou shalt be perfect with Yahweh. Now, some would say, well, it would be impossible to be perfect, but he just said that it was possible, and then later he tells you how. And if not, then just read in the newer scriptures that I can do all things through Yahusha, which strengtheneth me. All things through Yahusha. That's in, I think it's Romans 8. So the nature of Yahweh is important, that people have this idea that Yahweh, or that G-O-D, is in everything, and that they just seek for a higher power, which could be even a light bulb. Then they have the idea of the force, the purpose of satanic rituals, to invoke or manipulate the natural force or collective unconscious of the cosmos to selfishly achieve health, wealth, success, or curse one's enemies. Spirit mediums consistently teach that demons do not exist. Since the force is in everything, according to them, it's in you and me, and we won't die. We just get recycled, according to their false theory that Yahweh is supreme ruler but has allowed Satan sway over mankind. Satan is a personality and is the force contrary to Yahweh's laws. We should surrender to Yahweh and to Yahusha HaMashiach, the Messiah, and seek him through prayer. The purpose of true praise in spirit and truth is to learn more about Yahweh and his ways, praise and thank him for his blessings, confessing our sins, repenting of them, increasing our love for others, and building outgoing concern. Shirley MacLaine shouts, I am God, I am God, I am God. That man is God. You create your own reality. You can elevate yourself to the God status by tapping into the force. Sun, young moon, man is incarnate. Yoga says, be still and know you are God. Satanist Michael Aquino says, we are not servants of some God, we are our own gods. Only Yahweh is the mighty one, though. We see in Isaiah 40 and 45, Yahweh reproves those who aspire to take over his place. So I don't know how far we're going to get here. We're about 10 minutes in, but you need to read these. Isaiah 40, 13. That's actually 22 minutes in, and I am not the final word on the New Age movement. There's a lot, you know, other resources, better authorities. But it says here in Isaiah chapter 40, very popular or famous chapter, and the grass withers, the flower fades, the word of Yahweh shall stand forever. That was in verse 8. But in 13 through the end, who has directed the spirit of Yahweh, or being his counselor, has taught him, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and who taught him in the path of judgment? Who taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. 18. To whom, then, will you liken Yahweh, or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melts a graven image. The goldsmith spreads it over with gold and casts silver chains. He that is impoverished, that has no oblation, chose a tree that will not rot. He seeks unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. See Jeremiah 10. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof, are as grasshoppers. The inhabitants are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in, that brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom, then, will you liken me, or shall I be with equal, saith the separated one? That's Yahweh. That is the Son actually speaking here, who inspired Isaiah. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has... That's Yahusha the Son speaking. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calls them by their names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hid from Yahweh, my judgment is passed over from my mighty one? Have you not known, have you not heard, that the everlasting mighty one, Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's the end of Isaiah chapter 40. You can look at the book Babylon Mystery Religion by, is it Woodrow? It's not Woodrow Wilson. One of those names is in there. Oh, Ralph Woodrow. Oh, okay, that's it. And I don't care what he did after he wrote the book. What is important is the documentation, the authentication that Ralph put in that book. It's an old book, about 30 years old now, here in 2011, but that's a really good book, Mystery Religion. And another one is Come Out of Her, My People, by C.J. Coster, whom we promote here on this website. We're going to go now to Isaiah 45:5. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yahusha, the Savior, the Son of Yahweh the Father, is speaking. And I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no mighty one beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. So there's not, you know, other, you know, Buddha and all that, and Muslim gods and so on. No. There was just the one, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else, he said. I form the light, create darkness, I make peace, and create evil. I do all these things. Drop down heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. Woe unto them that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, What makest thou? Or thy work, he has no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou? Or to the woman, What hast thou brought forth? To their mother, What did you bring forth? Thus saith Yahweh, the pure one of, or separated one of Israel and his maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Canaan, I have made the earth. So there it is. The Son of Yahweh has made the earth, according to 1 Corinthians 10:4. That he is the Son who spoke in the wilderness. I have made the earth and created man. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised up in righteousness and will direct all his ways. He'll build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price, reward, saith Yahweh of the armies. Verse 15, Verily thou art a mighty one that hides thyself, O Yahweh of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. So all those people who are opponents of Yahweh and in the New Age, they shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. They shall be ashamed and confounded, all. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed, nor confounded world without end. For thus saith Yahweh, that created the heavens. There he is again. Actually, the Son is the Creator. Yahweh himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Well, what did we think? That we just got here by chance? By an explosion in a printing shop? Were all these scriptures just... The letters just fell down and came out? Or that a Ford automobile was formed by an explosion in a machinery shop? Absurd. Impossible. That's against Yahweh's word. It's a rebellious thought. Even when I was back in school and I went to a Roman Catholic school, in those days our nuns taught us creation. And they seemed to be very virtuous in the way they taught. I'm sure that not everything was perfect that they did or taught, but... They were much more conservative in those days. Oh, much more than today's state-certified teachers. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. So I'm going on to verse 20 here. I don't think I want to stop just at 19, because there's more. You that are escaped of the nations, assemble yourselves. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of the graven image and pray unto a God that can't save. Tell you and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time and told it? Have not I the mighty one, and there is no mighty one else beside me? A just mighty one and a Savior, there is none beside me. 22, the next verse. Look unto me and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Same as Romans 14:11. Surely shall one say in Yahweh, have I righteousness and strength? So our righteousness is not in ourself. Surely have one say in Yahweh, I have righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be made right, and shall esteem. The reading of Isaiah 45. Then Ezekiel 28, verse 2. So Ezekiel 28, which often speaks of Satan here. But verse 1, the word of Yahweh came saying unto me, to Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith Yahweh, the mighty one, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of Yahweh in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man and not Yahweh, though thou set thine heart as the heart of Yahweh. So Satan himself, he was the first New Age preacher in the Garden of Yahweh, verse 13 there, the Garden of Yahweh in Eden. He was for lifting himself up That was his great downfall. And then, of course, he wanted us to also be our own, instead of submitting, instead of surrendering to Yahweh. So we had Isaiah 40, 45, and Ezekiel 28:2, that man is not Yahweh, according to Shirley MacLaine. She thinks she is, but she's out on a broken limb. One of the other New Age sayings and mantras is, Yahusha is not the Savior. He was merely a highly evolved man. He was another guru teaching the same as all the rest, studying in India to prepare for his mission. This New Age teaching clearly marks its adherence as part of the anti-Messiah. See 1 John 4. But truly, Yahusha is the Son of Yahweh. He lived a perfect life, died for our sins, and was resurrected by Yahweh from the dead, and he is alive forevermore. Gurus deny the existence of sin, while Messiah condemns sin and calls sinners to repentance and died for the sins of the world. Gurus are, there are a lot of strange things. Gurus teach there are many ways to Yahweh, but Yahusha says he is the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father, John 14:6. Another New Age doctrine is sorcery. Sorcery is the key to a magical solution for all your problems. However, there are no divine miracles from an almighty one, only natural events. But the truth is, overcoming is not magic. Overcoming isn't magic, but building character by the Ruach HaKadosh, the spirit of Yahusha. Learning faith by the word, by hearing and studying, and by patience, and through overcoming spiritual trials and tests. Yahweh's power supersedes the man-made laws. Then they have, in this study, the nature of man. One of the problems with the New Age is they think of our human potential as our own inherent goodness through an altered state of consciousness, or ASC. But truly, we can only become a child of Yahweh through accepting the Messiah, Yahweh's gift of the offering of Yahusha HaMashiach for our sins, changing our natural carnal mind through the power of the Ruach HaKadosh. The heavens will be restored by the return of the Savior to rule all nations with a rod of iron. In study 128, the New Age movement, from GiveShare, the second problem about the nature of man, according to the New Age, is altering states of consciousness, TM, transcendental meditation, and other techniques. Their purpose is to experience spirit possession, to meet and listen to your inner guide, to listen to the God within each of you. The Hindus claim the universe is a mental illusion, and the only reality is an ASC, the altered state of consciousness. You can change your world by changing your thoughts. But the truth is that the altered state of consciousness is dangerous, more dangerous than LSD and cocaine. The inner guide is the voice of Satan and his demons. Our natural mind is enmity to Yahweh's laws and results in misery and unhappiness. Yahweh's spirit does not coerce, it leads us to do good. We must yield ourselves, resisting the devil. While in an altered state, group leaders are able to implant new ideas and alter the thinking process of their followers. It'd be tragic if it altered the thinking process of somebody who was brought up learning the word of Yahweh and then trying to conform that person to an altered state. You know, they're altered out there. They're altar boys. Don't let others do your thinking for you. The battle for the mind can be won through the Messiah, Yahusha. Man cannot find the way to peace, which can only come through obedience to the law of Yahweh. Listen to Yahweh and his word, the scriptures, and choose life. Another saying that the New Age has is all is a part of nature, or the universal collective unconsciousness. There's the doctrine of self-realization. You are a part of nature and can realize your own godhood and create your own reality. Through self-reality, mind power, you can manipulate nature, control it through occult power. There's nothing wrong with you, it's just the way you think, they say. Get in touch with yourself and look within, finding out who you are, who you really are, and then you will be able to realize the infinite human potential that resides inside of us. But in Yahweh's kingdom, we have no inherent power to live beyond our few years of physical life. Yahweh is the source of all power, who may be petitioned through prayer but cannot be made to conform to our will, and that he will give us his power through the Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, but it'll be according to the Word, and it's defined in the Scriptures. So there's nothing wrong with having a definition of what is right and wrong. Without that, there's just all gray areas. There's just no standard. We can't lift up the standard, Yahweh's Word. Another problem, New Age, is self-love. Nature and man are gods. You need to have more love of yourself. Self-esteem, self-worth. Thus comes the holiday of birthday. The highest of all holidays in Satanism is the date of one's own birth, for we worship the individual and celebrate self-love. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, denying Yahweh. He who loves his own life more than Yahweh shall lose it. We are nothing, but through Yahweh's love we become his children and will inherit all things. Another New Age danger, number 6, openness to everything. This is the final point here. Under the nature of man, openness to everything, universalism, psychiatry, psychology, humanism, communism, Hinduism, Buddhism, all have a common theme and are equally valid according to the New Agers and their dogmas. They'll take you to the same place. The only enemy is the man not open to everything. You can criticize Satanists even though they offer human sacrifices, but they are just acting out their karma, determined by what they did in previous lives. It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you are sincere, according to a New Age person who has the self-realization, the self-love, openness to everything, the mind-altering, mind-changing, whether it were done by drugs or just the conjuring up the God within you. And the problem of human potential, the inherent goodness through the ASC, the altered state of consciousness. Let's see how far we've gone. So I'd like to wrap it up now, this part one about New Age. As I said, I would suspect that there's other books or websites that are much superior to what I'm doing here, but this very basic article, Study 129, is really good here from GiveShare.org. It's very, very good, but it's 7 pages long, and I don't want to do it all here. It's a lot of real fine, small text. But he said that on the last page, page 314, spirit entities contacted by the New Agers in their spiritual encounters endlessly repeat the threefold lie of Satan. So here's the threefold problem. There is no death. Man is God, or man is Yahweh, for those of us who don't like the name G-O-D and have studied out. Knowledge of the self leads to one's own divinity, transformation, salvation, and power. There's nothing new about New Age ideas. And then there's a whole wealth of scriptures that are on the previous page here. And scripture condemns the occult, the witchcraft, the New Age movement. And we'll do some more of this later. I'll put in another file later, but I was thinking that, well, what if somebody isn't aware of the New Age? What if there is a messianic movement out there, Hebraic movement, or a Christian movement, or, who's never heard of the evils of a New Age movement? And they are afraid to go to the Berean Call, to Dave Hunt, because I've heard so much criticism. Or to go to Constance, wait a minute, that's not the one I'm thinking of. It is not difficult to discover what the Creator thinks of the New Age movement and similar paganistic, occultic, satanic cults. The Scripture condemns such practices. Sorcery, wizardry, witchcraft, enchantment, as we read earlier in Deuteronomy, charms, or charming, clairvoyance, soothsaying, fortune-telling, divination, prognostication, spirit channeling, necromancy, medium, spiritism, astrology, stargazing. Now, it doesn't forbid astronomy, the study of the planets in the solar system, but just astrology, stargazing, and the like are thoroughly condemned in Scripture. Also see Romans chapter 1 around the last part. And here are some of the many scriptures. I'm just going to say them. This is a MP3 or a wave file, actually. This is a wave file, but I'm just going to rattle them off. And if you can pick them up, fine. If not, I'm sure you'll find them as you study. Or you can play the file over again, write these down, hit the pause button, and write down another one. Or you could go to the GiveShare.org website and look for Bible studies, studies 1 through 130, which this is, I think I said 129, but the scriptures are Exodus 22:18, Leviticus 18:21, and 19:26, and verse 31, Deuteronomy 12:30, Deuteronomy 17:2, Deuteronomy 18:9, and also verse 20, 22, 1 Samuel 15, 1 Sam 28, 2 Kings 17:17, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles 10:13, 2 Chron 33:6, Isaiah 8:19, and 20, please, Isaiah 19:3, Isaiah 47:8-15, Jeremiah 27:8, Micah, still in the older scriptures, but just a page or two away from Matthew, the so-called New Testament, Micah 5:12, Acts 16:16, Galatians 5:19-21, Revelation 21:8, and to be warned in Deuteronomy 18:11 about psychology, the consulter of evil spirits, the counselor, Deuteronomy 18:11 is another scripture to read about that. There are just a myriad of many, many scriptures. Isaiah 2:10, Hosea 12:1, 2 Timothy 3:1. In the last days, men will be lovers of their own selves. Man has not always been this way. Self-sacrificing pioneers have colonized new territories, made great technical achievements for the progress of mankind, often with little recognition or remuneration. But in the last days, 2 Timothy 3, love thyself becomes the great commandment for reprobate man. In the churches, I've heard, the last 30 years, I've heard this come out over and over and over again. You need more self-esteem. You need to esteem yourself higher than others. Whereas in Romans, I don't know where many places in Romans, but probably chapter 12, to esteem those, esteem yourself lower than others, it says. But not real, real low. You're not supposed to say, well, I'm nothing and everybody else is greater than... I'm way too low. I'll never measure up to anybody. You know, don't do that. That's also self-esteem. That's low self-esteem. So you want a well-balanced view of yourself, that you're created in the Messiah. If you're saved, you're created in Messiah, and that you are created in his image. And, you know, you're striving to be perfect, to become perfect, even as your Heavenly Father is. Daniel 11:38, the beast that will honor the God of forces. All these scriptures can't be more than a coincidence. They're dead ringers for what is going on today. Don't read that one. I don't really go for Tex Mars things. I think he's kind of in a little bit himself into that problem. And then the very last chapter of the so-called Old Testament, in the book of Malachi, right just 1 second before we turn to Matthew chapter 1. We're going to go back there. Malachi 4. And there's many places where it talks in Scripture about our not wanting to, that we shouldn't esteem ourselves as being anything really, really great. And that's easy to do in the business world. But okay, Malachi 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and that kind of reminds me of the book of Proverbs, where being proud is an abomination. All the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that comes shall burn them up, saith Yahweh of the armies, or Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall, and then they've got the S-U-N here, I'm not sure about that, shall Yahweh of righteousness will substitute. Yahweh of righteousness shall he arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and will grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked. They'll be as ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith Yahweh of hosts. Psalm 37:18. And then, here's the last three verses. And we're supposed to forget the law of Moses if we're, a Billy Graham type saved Christian. But remember, it says here, remember, just seconds before we turn to chapter 1 of the so-called New Testament, remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, with all Israel, the statutes and the judgments. So specifically, we're supposed to remember the statutes and the judgments given in the Word, Exodus 20 through 23, Leviticus, and so on, Leviticus 19, and through there, Numbers and Deuteronomy, through there and all the way through all the books through the Revelation. Behold, I will send you, and it would only take you a year to read it all. Behold, I will send you Elia, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with utter destruction, or with a curse. Remember our email address, for without your encouragement, I might assume that no one is going to our website. And I want to know whether or not it's doing you any good. Some may disagree, and that's okay too, I guess. We should just agree to not disagree. But email is StephanYah@YahvahYahweh.name. That's StephanYah with a T. T-S-E-P-H-A-N-Y-A-H. In the scriptures, in the older scriptures, that's called Zephaniah. And they spelled it with a Z, but we spelled T-S-E-P-H-A-N-Y-A-H. At YahvahYahweh.name. And the website is YahvahYahweh.name as well. We also have a .com and some other websites around too. Don't forget the GiveShare that we gave there, GiveShare.org. And the broadcast will be about 52 minutes or less in wave. I may cut it down and kind of squeeze things together or take something out of there so it might be less than that. But it's at least 52 minutes of this wave file for Yahweh Yahweh. So thanks for clicking on it, on us today, and bringing us up into your computer speaker there, or your headphones, or whatever. Maybe you're out jogging today. Maybe it's a feast day, or maybe it's just a plain old day that you're going through the hot summer. How am I going to survive? How am I going to live and do this this life with all of these like so-called heathens around me? And in a pagan culture of Babylon out there, the world has gone mad. They've gone, not every single one of them appears to do that, but they've gone into the strange philosophies. And we were just talking about the New Age stuff. They've gone into sodomy, and they're promoting this. The music, everywhere I go, the music seems to be crazy. Well, we need to change our culture. Let Yahweh help you change your music, almost... above all, that would be second priority, though, to change the music. Don't tolerate, don't put up with that music unless you just have to go to work and they torture with it, they torture you with it to death. But I pray for you in Yahusha's name that he would, in the Messiah's name, that he would free you from the bondage of the world, of worldly relatives or friends or church people who might try to drag you down. And come on now, you don't want to be too radical. Let's not move on with the word and believe that every word of Yahweh that comes out of his mouth should be our way of life. We just want to come down to the lowest common denominator and just sort of love Yahweh in an undefined way and love our neighbor in an undefined way, so that there's really no specifics as to what we need to do or don't do out there. Just live your life, and they'll say, just live your life the way it is, and don't try to stir up the coals or anything. Well, be cautious as you go out there and tread the neighborhood there, friends, as you go around the block and talk to your friends and neighbors, but try to greet them with a smile if you can. And those who are aggressive and antagonistic, well, perhaps just, wave at them, wave at the next car over there, and say, hi, I love you in the name of Yahweh. You're not going to be a problem to me. My Savior can take care of you. There's nothing I need to do. I don't need to control you, and you're certainly not going to control me. Yahweh's going to, He is my controller. And he does that through the Spirit, through the Word. So other religions, other ideas, non-scriptural things are not going to affect me in Yahweh's domain, that he has created it all for our enjoyment, our good, and that's why he gives us his Word, his feast days, his Sabbath days. He gives us... We must take off at seventh-day Sabbath, as he originally commanded back in the book of Genesis, to keep his seventh-day Sabbath. That's the day that Yahweh rested from creation. He never spoke of another day. Hebrews 4:4 Hebrews 4, rather, a Sabbath chapter there, he never spoke of another day. He spoke of a certain day, the seventh day, in this wise, that I will rest from my labors, not only rest, but convocate with others. So let's do as Paul did in Acts 13:42, Acts wherever, lots of Acts 16 or 17, 18, and so on. And he also kept the feast days in there, as well as others. That it says in Hebrews 4:7, again, he limits a certain day, saying to David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Yahusha had given them rest, or Yahusha ben Nun had given them rest, there would, and would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Did he ever prophesy or command another day? The first day of the week, did Yahusha, did he rise from the grave on the first day of the week? No. He died on Aviv 14, and then 3 days and three nights. I know there's some preparation days in there, and there's preparing spices and bringing spices and so on, but the fact remains that he was impaled or died at Calvary on Aviv 14, and he rose 3 days later and three nights on at the end of Aviv 17. That therefore remaineth a rest to the people of Yahweh. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of body and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Yahusha, the son of Yahweh, let us hold fast our profession. For we don't have a high priest which can't be touched with a feeling of our infirmities, with our sicknesses. That's a double negative, so then he can be touched with a feeling of our infirmities. And he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet he never fell into sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of favor, that we may obtain mercy and find favor to help in time of need. And I think maybe that Deuteronomy 29:20 possibly goes along with that. And then it continues to the next chapter, and I will have to quit here. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men and things pertaining to the Mighty One, that he may offer both gifts and offerings for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. Well, anyway, Hebrews chapter 4 is for those who still can't accept the back to the Sabbath, and Yahweh wants to write his word in our heart and our minds. Shalom, thanks for joining us.
This was for giveshare.org. That's www.giveshare.org, that provided the manual Bible studies on page 306, the New Age Movement. And you have been listening to Stefania. You could email me at stefania@yahvehyahweh.name. Here on the website, yahvehyahweh.name. The listening time for this report was 53 minutes. I thank you. Maranatha. Hallel Yahweh. Praise Yahweh and his son Yahusha. Shalom. Shalom.